请大家打开《使徒行传》《使徒行传》，我们要跟大家一起来思想第一到第十六节。
Please turn your Bibles to the book of Acts. We'll be looking at chapter 21.
我们在查考《使徒行传》已经来到第二十一章第一到十六节。
And in our study of Acts, we have come to Acts chapter 21, and we'll be looking at verse 1 to 16.
让我先读一遍。我们离别了众人，就开船一致行到哥士。第二天到了罗底，从那里到布达拉，遇见一只船要往腓尼基去，就上船起行。望见居比路，就从南行过，往叙利亚去。就来到推罗上岸，因为船要在那里卸货。找着了门徒，就在那里住了七日。他们被圣灵感动，对保罗说不要上耶路撒冷去。过了这几天，我们就起身前行。他们众人同妻子儿女送我们到城外，我们都跪在岸上祷告，彼此辞别。我们上了船就回家去了。我们从推罗行进了水路，就来到多利买，就问那里的弟兄安，和他们同住一天。第二天我们离开那里，到该撒利亚，就进了传福音的腓力家里，和他们同住。那他是那七个执事里的一个，他有四个女儿，都是处女，是说预言的。我们在那里住了多住几天，就有一个先知名叫加雅加布从犹太下来，到了我们这里，就拿住保罗的腰带，捆上自己的手脚，说：“圣灵说，犹太人在耶路撒冷要如此捆绑这腰带的主人，把他交在外邦人的手里。我们和那地的人听见这话，就苦劝保罗不要上耶路撒冷去。”保罗说：“你们为什么这样痛苦，使我心碎呢？我为主耶稣的名，不但被人捆绑，就是死在耶路撒冷也是愿意。”保罗既不听劝，我们便住了口，只说愿主的旨意成就便了。过了几日，我们收拾行李上耶路撒冷去，在该撒利亚的几个弟门徒那里和他们同住，带我们到一个久违门徒的家里，叫我们与他同住。他的名叫拿孙，是居比路人。
Acts chapter 21, we'll be reading from verse 1 to verse 16. And when we had parted from them and set sail, we came by a straight course to Kos, and the next day to Rhodes, and from there to Patara. And having found a ship crossing to Phoenicia, we went aboard and set sail. When we had come in sight of Cyprus, leaving it on the left, we sailed to Syria and landed at Tyre, for there the ship was to unload its cargo. And having sought out the disciples, we stayed there for 7 days. And through the Spirit, they were telling Paul not to go on to Jerusalem. And when our days there were ended, we departed and went on our journey, and they all, with wives and children, accompanied us until we were outside the city. And kneeling down on the beach, we prayed and said farewell to one another. Then we went on board the ship, and they returned home. When we had finished the voyage from Tyre, we arrived at the Ptolemais, and were greeted by the brothers, and stayed with them for 1 day. On the next day we departed and came to Caesarea, and we entered the house of Philip the evangelist, who was one of the seven, and stayed with him. He had 4 unmarried daughters who prophesied. While we were staying for many days, a prophet named Agabus came down from Judea, and coming to us, he took Paul's belt and bound his own feet and hands and said, "Thus says the Lord, this is how the Jews at Jerusalem will bind the man who owns this belt and deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles." When we had heard this, we and the people there urged him not to go up to Jerusalem. Then Paul answered, "What are you doing, weeping and breaking my heart? For I am ready not only to be imprisoned and even to die in Jerusalem, for the name of the Lord Jesus. And since he would not be persuaded, we ceased and said, let the will of the Lord be done." After these days, we got ready and went up to Jerusalem, And some of the disciples from Caesarea went with us, bringing us to the house of Nason of Cyprus, an early disciple with whom we should lodge.
在读这段圣经的时候，大家都会问到一个很重要的问题。
As we read this passage, we would all ask ourselves a very important question.
到底保罗有没有违背圣灵？
Did Paul disobey the Spirit?
特别是在第二章第四节，他们说他们被圣灵感动，对保罗说第四节，不要上耶路撒冷去。
Especially when we look at verse 4, where it says, having sought out the disciples, we stayed there 7 days, and through the Spirit, they were telling Paul not to go on to Jerusalem.
所以很多人读这段经文就说，哎呀，保罗，圣灵告诉他们说不要上耶路撒冷，他偏偏要上去。
And so many people might read this and say, wait, clearly it was the Spirit that told Paul not to go, yet he disobeyed.
所以这个到底保罗有没有违背圣灵呢？
So did Paul disobey the Spirit?
所以在这里我们要先回答这个问题，然后我们再来看整段圣经的意思。
And so we need to deal with first this question before we take a look at the rest of the passage.
所以在这里呢，到底谁向保罗说不要上耶路撒冷呢？
So over here, who is it exactly that tells Paul not to go on to Jerusalem?
很明显的就是他们叫保罗不要去。
It's very clear that it says they were telling Paul not to go.
所以在这边英文的圣经就讲得很清楚, through the Spirit, they were telling Paul, 就是这些众人告诉他们不要去,他们是经过圣灵告诉他们。
And it's very clear in the Spirit, in the English, which says, and through the Spirit, they were telling Paul.
所以问题是,这句话有点奇怪,如果是我写的话,那我一定会写, 圣灵通过他们告诉保罗,这就很清楚了,对不对?
And it is strangely phrased, because if I were writing it, I would say through the Spirit, through them, the Spirit was telling Paul.
这就很清楚了,是圣灵在告诉保罗,是经过他们。
And that's very clear, when you say through them, the Spirit was telling Paul.
但是现在圣经是说,他们经过圣灵告诉他,是什么意思呢?
But it's phrased now in a different way, and it says through the Spirit they were telling Paul.
所以我相信这段圣经很多的这个解经家在猜测到底这段圣经的意思，我们猜测这段圣经的意思呢是这样，是他们从圣灵里面得到，知道保罗在耶路撒冷会受苦。
There are many ways to interpret this, and many people have interpreted it in different ways. We believe that what this passage is trying to, or this verse is trying to tell us, that the Spirit had enlightened them or shown them that Paul was going to Jerusalem to face these trials.
那么他们就告诉保罗不要去，不要去。
And in their own will, they told Paul, "Don't go."
因为这段圣经不能够很明确的 very conclusive 说这个就是说圣灵叫他不要去，圣灵没有叫他不要去。
And just from reading this, we cannot conclusively say that it was the Holy Spirit that told Paul that he should not go.
因为在20章22节那里已经告诉我们说，圣灵，保罗自己说，我现在要往耶路撒冷去，我心是迫切，意思说我心被圣灵捆绑。如果说圣灵抓住我说，你非要去不可。
And we see in chapter 20, verse 22, where Paul says, "And now behold, I am going to Jerusalem, constrained by the Spirit, or bound up in the Spirit, not knowing what will happen to me."
所以保罗不可能彼此冲突，他儿子的圣灵不会讲的话不会彼此冲突的。
And so we see that the words of the Spirit cannot possibly be contradictory.
所以这里呢，既可能不是圣灵阻止他，是他们跟保罗说不要去，不是圣灵告诉他们不要去。
And it's very likely that it's not the Spirit that is preventing him from going, but the disciples themselves who didn't want.
所以既可能他们在想保这个圣灵告诉他们保罗会遇到苦难，而且不会监禁，所以他们告诉保罗不要去。
The Spirit had shown them that Paul would face certain death in Jerusalem, and in their pain, they said to Paul, "Please don't go."
而且呢，保罗，你看保罗的一生呢，都是顺服圣灵的。Moreover,
if you look at Paul's entire life, he has a pattern of being obedient to the Spirit.
而且《使徒行传》16章第16节，他们讲说，保罗这个圣灵叫禁止保罗去亚细亚，保罗就不愿意去。
In fact, when you look at Acts 16:6, it says, "And when they went through the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been forbidden by the Holy Spirit to speak the word in Asia,"
所以保罗就没有去,
and he didn't go.
所以保罗听从圣灵的带领。
Paul was obedient to the leading of the Spirit.
所以呢，我们看到另外呢，保罗在来到耶路撒冷的时候，他做见证，他说保罗定睛看着公会，说我是凭着行事在神面前，我凭着良心知道今日，他没有违背圣灵，也没有违背神。
We see further evidence in Acts 23 verse 1 where he says, looking intently at the council, Paul says, Brothers, I have lived my life before God in all good conscience up to this day.
所以你看到这里呢，不应该是圣灵阻止他们，而是说这些人有圣灵的启示之后呢，他们自己叫保罗不要去。
And so we see that it is not the Spirit that has told Paul not to go, but it is the disciples who haven't been enlightened by the Spirit tells Paul not to go.
而且我们也发现圣灵不断地告诉他们，保罗告诉他们说，他在耶路撒冷会遇到许多的困难。
Not only that, we see that the Spirit himself testifies to Paul that in every place he goes to, he will face trial.
为什么圣灵不断地叫保罗去耶路撒冷，又告诉他说会遇到困难呢？
Why does the Spirit tell Paul to go to Jerusalem, yet tells him that he will face a pain?
当然这个是可能是要预备保罗，预备信徒将来要面对的苦难。
It's possible that the Spirit is preparing Paul and preparing the disciples for the pain that will come.
很多人一听到将来要遇到苦难的时候呢，就说不要去。
Some people who, if they find out that there is pain where they're going, will decide not to go.
但是保罗因为听到这个，更决定，更决心。 的要去.
Yet Paul, after having heard this, was even more determined to go.
所以我们发现到这段圣经是不是在讲保罗虽然有圣灵的不断的提醒说会遇到苦难呢，他更加立定决心委身要去呢？
And so we ask ourselves, is this passage telling us that even though he's been told that he will meet certain death, he goes against the Spirit?
No, he
obeys the Spirit, and goes ahead to Jerusalem.
所以我们知道这里的意思是说，保罗虽然圣灵警告他说会遇到这困难，但是预备他，他下定决心，他要去面对。
So the Spirit does not tell him to not go, but prepares him, and he resolves to go.
所以呢，我们来你看第十二节，第十二节。
We look at verse 12.
他们就苦劝保罗不要上耶路撒冷去。
Verse 12 says, When they heard this, we and the people there urged him not to go up to Jerusalem.
13节说，因为保罗就说，为什么你们这样痛苦，使我心碎呢？不但是被为主的名，我不但被人捆绑，就是死在耶路撒冷，我也是愿意。
Paul answers them, What are you doing, weeping and breaking my heart? For I am ready not only to be imprisoned, but even to die in Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus.
你看到保罗的决心。
Do you see Paul's conviction?
你看到保罗的委身 commitment
and his commitment.
所以我们看到这里呢，保罗非常坚定的他在侍奉耶稣基督。
We see that Paul is fully resolved in his service to the Lord Jesus.
所以请问什么叫做委身 commitment?
So what does commitment mean?
到底今天呢，我们新加坡人在活在非常舒服的环境里面。
Perhaps as Singaporeans who live in a very comfortable society, we might not fully understand the meaning of commitment.
他们不知道我们在这20年前吧，还需要为做生活来奔波，为有没有食物吃来担心。
Yeah, just a mere 20 years ago, perhaps people here would still be concerned about how they might put food on the table.
所以什么叫做委身呢？
So what does commitment mean?
委身需要很大的精神，很大的时间去做一件事情。
Commitment requires a lot of energy and a lot of time to accomplish something.
需要决心。
It needs to be resolved.
到底什么叫做委身？
What is commitment?
我们如果看一看这一幅图画，大家就知道这个人是谁。
If you look at this image up on the screen, you would know who he is.
这个人是谁啊？
Who is he?
这个是世界上最快的游泳健将。This
man is considered to be one of the fastest swimmers in the world.
而且呢，他在奥林匹克里面拿了16面金牌。And
at the Olympics, he won 16 gold medals.
在2008年，他才23岁，就已经拿了这么多金牌。And
this was just in when he was 23 years old in 2008.
所以这个就是 Michael Phelps。And
this is the swimmer Michael Phelps.
所以他怎么能够拿在这么年轻的时候拿这么多金牌呢？
How was it that at such a young age he was able to achieve such a great number of goals?
他必须要委身。
He was committed.
啊，怎么委身呢？他每天有六个小时，每个星期有六天训练。
Fox was known to train very, very hard. He would train 6 hours a day and 6 days a week.
所以没有间断。
And he wouldn't rest.
不管那天是他的生日，还是圣诞节，还是他家人的父母生日，他都不管，一定要训练。
And it wouldn't matter if there was some sort of an occasion, like his birthday, someone else's birthday or celebration, he would continue to train.
不管是出太阳还是下雨，他都是要训练。
Whether it was rain or shine, he would be out there training.
他是不断的训练，不断的训练，这个叫做委身。
And without end, he trained and he trained, and that is commitment.
所以你看到他花很多的精神，一天花很多个小时在那游泳池里面，经过教练不断的训练，不断的训练，他才能够得到他的奖牌。
And every day, for countless of hours, he would be in the pool training and training, and that's why he came out with those many medals.
他必须要忍耐。
He needed persistence.
他必须要奉献。
And he needed to be dedicated.
啊，所以全力以赴的。全部的精神下去才得到这件事情。
And it was because of his entire efforts that went into this goal that he accomplished it.
啊，大家还看到这个人，你知道这个人是谁吗？
In the next picture, do you know who this lady is?
这个是 Paula Radcliffe， 她是全世界长跑的这个冠军。
This lady is Paula Radcliffe, and she is the world's top world record holder for long distance.
所以他是不断的，他是在这边呢，他经过很长的训练来才得到这个世界上最有名的这个长跑健将。
And in the same way, she put in all her effort in order to become the world's record holder of the world.
他怎么样成为全世界长跑最好的这个长跑专家呢？
How did she become the best long distance runner in the world?
你知道吗？他的训练是一天啊，这个每天呢，他要训练两次。
Her training involves twice a day.
一个星期他要跑160公里。
And every week she runs 100 kilometers.
那个就是每天要跑20公里。
That means every day she runs about 20 kilometers.
你有没有跑过20公里啊
？Have you ever run 20 kilometers?
一天跑两次。
Every day running twice.
一个礼拜跑七次。
Seven times a week.
你看到这种是长期的不断的委身的去跑才能够得到的这个结果。
And we see from these two people that it is a long-term practice that requires a lot of effort.
你看这些都是需要委身。
And all this requires commitment.
是他要花很多精神很多精力就是做一件事要把它做得好。
And all this person's effort and energies goes into a single goal in order to do it well.
另外一个人，你看到这个女孩子，她是这个健身运动的这个美国健身运动拿最多奖牌的。
This next picture shows a lady who is the best gymnast in the world. Her name is Simone Biles.
这个人呢，你知道体操运动呢，都是苏联来，过去都是苏联啊得到的。但是这个女孩子呢，竟然能够现在成功的啊夺取了最多的奖牌。
And if you're familiar at all with gymnastics, you would know that it is the Russian gymnasts would usually dominate. But this lady has now won more world championship golds than any others.
而且但是过去六年都是他得奖。
And in fact, in the last 6 years, it was her that won.
你看到这里是需要什么呢？委身。
And this requires obviously commitment.
你要知道他们得到世界上最好的奖牌，对不对？
You see that they've won the highest accolades in the world.
但是这个奖牌呢，有一天也会烂，会腐化的。
Yet these medals will one day also come to, will also rot.
但是我们所追求的奖牌呢，不是地上的。
But the medals that we are after are not earthly medals.
但是你有没有他们的委身呢
？But do you have the same commitment these people have?
你发现一件事情，到底保罗明不明白这个运动员的委身呢
？Do you think Paul understood the commitment of these athletes?
你看到保罗在哥林多前书9:24说到，在场上赛跑的都跑。但是得奖赏的只有一个人啊！你们也当这样跑，好叫你们得到奖赏。凡脚力正胜的呢， 猪士都有节制，他们不过都是要得的能坏的冠冕，我们却是要得了不能坏的冠冕。
Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians, Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain it. Every athlete exercises self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wealth, but we an imperishable.
所以你看到我们如果你要成功，你必须要花很多精神下去。
We see that if you want success, you do need to put in a lot of effort.
你要花精神，你要花时间。
Energy and time needs to go into it.
你要有专心,
and you need to be focused.
好像保罗在这里说，他说你们在赛跑呢，好像基督的精兵，凡在军中当兵的不将事务缠身，意思说他很专心的做一件事情，就是把这件事情做好。
We see in 2 Timothy 2, share in suffering as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No soldier gets entangled in civilian pursuits. Since his aim is to please the one who enlisted him, and that is a focused discipline.
所以我们在看到保罗对委身，他真的是很明白。
And so we see that Paul fully understood the meaning of commitment.
他知道什么叫做委身。
He understood commitment.
所以他要求我们好像运动员一样。
And he's asked that we be like athletes.
他要求我们好像当兵的人一样。
He wants us to be like soldiers.
全心全意的来服侍上帝,
to serve the Lord with our hearts and our minds.
所以我们来到这里呢，我们就稍微看一下我们的背这个这段圣经的背景。
Now that we have come to this, let's take a look at the background of what's happening.
所以我们已经跟大家一起思想了过去保罗这个服侍主的人生。
We saw last week Paul's philosophy of ministry.
他怎么样的来委身,
and how it was that he was committed.
如果我们看第20章第17到第19节的话呢，我们已经跟大家分享过了，这里是看到保罗真心诚意的服侍主人。
We saw from chapter 20 verse 19 to verse 17 to 19 that Paul served the Lord heartily.
19节他说服侍子凡事谦卑眼中流泪，而且呢也因着经历许多的试炼。
In verse 19, he says, Serving the Lord with all humility and with tears and with trials that happened to me through the plots of the Jews.
所以他很真心全意的来服侍主人。
And so he served the Lord with all his heart.
而且呢，在20节我们看到他怎么样真心诚意的来，全心全意的来服侍教会。
In verse 20, we saw how he serves the church unreservedly.
他说，你们也知道，凡以你们有益的，我没有一样必委不说。
He says in verse 20, How I did not shrink from declaring to you anything that was profitable.
就算在众人面前或者在家里,
And he says, I taught you whether in public or even house to house.
你们是谁啊?
Who was they?
这些以父所教会的长老, 他说我在你们教会的时候是这样做的。
He was talking to the elders at the church of Ephesus.
他说我一句话没有一样不必委不说, 我全部都说。
He said, I didn't shrink from declaring to you anything.
所以意思说他全心全力,
and that means he was unreserved in the serving.
把整个生命倾倒出来,
and he poured out his entire life.
而且呢，这个就是保罗的侍奉的人生。你看到保罗是怎么样呢？不辞劳苦的服侍世人。
In verse 21, we saw him serving the world inexhaustively.
保罗传福音是没有人能够挡他的。
When Paul went to spread the gospel, nobody could stand in his way.
他被石头打了死了，他们把他拖到城门口，他突然间醒过来，他又走回城市继续传福音。
And even when he was stoned outside the city, he stood up and he walked right back in.
好像死了。
As though he were dead.
但是呢，他一站起来的时候，走回城市里面。
Yet he stood up and he walked back.
走回城市做什么呢? 继续传福音。
What did he do when he walked back into the city? He continued.
这个就是保罗的人生。
That is Paul's life.
而且保罗的人生就是一心一意要完成这个主给他的使命。
Paul also served his calling with a single-minded focus.
所以我们看，如果你稍微看一看22节。
If you look at verse 22,
他说：“现在我要往耶路撒冷去，心思迫切，不知道要遇见什么事情呢？”那么我们跳到第24节，我却以不以性命为念，也不看为宝贵，只要行完我的路程，成就主耶稣所领受的知识，证明神恩惠的福音。
He says in 22, "Now behold, I am going to Jerusalem, constrained by the Spirit, not knowing what will happen to me there." And we skip down to verse 24, where he says, "But I do not account my life of any value, nor as precious to myself, if I only may finish my course and the ministry that I received from the Lord Jesus."
所以这个保罗，你看到他的这里所讲的，他是真心诚意、全心全意、不辞劳苦、一心一意的要传扬主耶稣的福音。
So we see that Paul had served the Lord heartily, unreservedly, inexhaustibly, and with single-mindedness.
所以你看到这里的保罗是怎么样的一个图片呢?
What is the picture that we have of Paul?
委身,
committed.
他非常委身于主耶稣。
He was super committed in serving the Lord.
他把生命倾倒出来。
He poured out his entire life into it.
他把他整个心都挖出来。
Even his heart was offered.
这就是 委身的一个例子,
and that is the picture of commitment.
所以我们跟大家一起思想到，你看保罗叫以色列这叫以弗所的长老来，他告诉他，他把自己当做一个典范给他们看。
We also saw that Paul had sent for the elders of Ephesus and showed them that he himself was an illustration.
然后他指导他们说，你们应该怎么样像我这样做长老。
He then instructed them that this is how you should be an elder.
然后他就为他们祷告。
Finally, he prayed for them.
这个就是上一个星期我们跟大家分享的。
And that was what we had seen in the past week.
当然我不需要再重复，他要他们牧养神的教会，辅导神的教会，为他们祷告，专心的教导等等。
He wanted them to guard the flock, shepherd the flock, counsel the flock, pray for the flock, etc.
所以保罗的委身是非常的清楚的。And
so Paul's commitment was beyond doubt.
所以腓立比书他很清楚说，无论是生是死。
He says in Philippians 1:20, "Christ be honored in my body, whereby whether by death or by life."
因为什么呢？因为我们每一个人呢，主已经为我们死，他替我们死，好叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃是为替他死而复活的主活。Why?
Because Jesus died for all, that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who, for their sake, died and was raised.
所以我们现在问你一个问题，你到底是为谁而活？
So the question to us all today, who are you living for?
当然我们活在新加坡。
Of course we live in Singapore.
我知道在新加坡不容易的。
And it is not easy to live here.
我们的美国朋友来的告诉我，在新加坡的这个物价高涨，在新加坡的生活费非常的高，非常的辛苦。
And our friends from the US come and tell us that living in Singapore is expensive, cost of living is extremely high.
我们工作通常都超时的。
And we work non-stop.
而且呢，我们公司呢不断的缩小 downsizing.
Not only that, the manpower continues to be downsized.
那么我们一个人要做很多的人的工作。
And one person has to multitask.
而且呢，我们要不断的提升自己。Not
only that, we have to continually upgrade ourselves.
所以，请问，在这种环境底下，你知道什么叫做委身吗？
So in a situation like that, in an environment like that, do you understand the meaning of commitment?
我知道这些都非常辛苦的。Yes,
I know that these things are hard.
因为我在还没有出来做牧师、做传道之前，我花很多时间在这个花花世界里面。
And before I had become a pastor, a lot of my time was spent in that world.
我开个公司,
I started my own company.
我也知道开公司的辛苦,
and I also know the pains of starting your own business.
很多时候你开公司的时候呢，你就是不断的担心到底有没有这个订单进来。
And when it's your own business, you're constantly worried if there are orders coming in.
如果有订单进来，你担心你能不能够出货。
And then when there are orders coming in, you're worried whether or not you can meet those orders.
如果你出了货之后，你担心有没有收到钱。
Finally, when you do meet those orders, you're worried whether or not money will come
你收到钱的时候，你担心你的工人会不会背叛你，跑去外面开过一间。
And finally, when you do receive the money, you worry that your staff will go out and compete with you.
我知道我记得我很多时候在半夜，有时候两点三点要跑到工厂去看他们有没有偷懒。
I remember that I would have to go down to the factory at midnight to see if the workers were indeed working.
我们也知道，有时候我记得我当我们开这个公司的时候呢，我跟我的太太。 早上一早就去工厂，到了晚上十一点才回到家吃晚饭。
I remember that my wife and I, when early in the morning, we would head down to the factory, and we would not stop until 11 in the night when we would have our dinner.
所以我们在晚上十一点才吃晚餐。
And we only ate dinner at 11.
那时候我的太太还怀着第一胎。
Not only that, at that point, my wife was pregnant with our first child.
你就知道做在新加坡做工做生意都非常的辛苦。
And we know that living and working in Singapore is extremely tough.
做基督徒更辛苦。
Being a Christian is even worse.
啊，我说我一定，就算我开公司也不可以，礼拜天一定要聚会。
Even if I have started my own business, I cannot say I won't fellowship on Friday.
礼拜天照样要教主日学。
I must celebrate the Lord's Day on Sunday.
但是当我看到我的竞争的对手，我们的 competitors.
Yet when I take a look at my competitors,
我一个礼拜做五天六天。
Perhaps I work 5 or 6 days a week.
24小时。
24 hours a day.
但是他做七天。
But he worked 7 days.
你如果会算的话呢，他如果做七天，我做五天，你知道他就多做我差不多一半的时间，你知道吗？
And if you calculate it, and he works 7 days a week, and I work 5 days, those 2 days is almost 50% of my work.
所以他赚的钱比我还多。
And what he earns is far more
than me. 我一定跟他斗不过。
I cannot compete with him.
所以怎么办呢？
What then?
很多人在为了他的事业成功，他花很多时间在这个应酬上面。
And a lot of times because of the success in our careers, we spend a lot of time.
他在这个 entertainment.
We are entertaining.
他们去喝酒。
We take clients out to drink.
带他们去喜欢去的地方。
Bring them to places where they would enjoy themselves.
甚至会出卖他们自己的灵魂。
And even compromising on their own spiritual lives.
而且呢，甚至出卖他们自己的身体。
In fact, compromising on their own physicality.
为什么呢？我们也看到很多，我们也在报纸上面读到，有些人呢，为了得到订单呢，跟客户上床。
In fact, we have seen not long ago that because of orders, people have gone to bed with their clients.
啊，你看到很多人牺牲很多东西，包括家庭，包括他们个人的时间、个人的金钱。个人的这个灵魂，为的就是要成功。
We see that for the sake of success, people have forsaken their health, forsaken their families, forsaken their spiritual lives just for success.
结果那份得到的是什么
？At the end of the day, what is it that they are rewarded with?
就是世上可以会毁坏的、会朽坏的世上的东西。
It is earthly material gains that will one day perish.
是的吗
？Is that not true？
我们都是这样。
We are all like this。
请问，值得吗？我们在世界上打滚了这么久，为了要得到这些东西，这些东西值得吗
？Is it worth it？ Is it worth that we spend all this time doing all these things？
现在我做了牧师。
Now that I'm a pastor，
很多机会我需要替人举行葬礼。
I have many opportunities to hold funerals.
在一些人临死的时候，你跟他谈的时候，他告诉你，多少人在病床上面后悔他的一生。
And as I speak to many people on their deathbeds, I know that there are many people who regret their lives.
当你离开世界的时候，你会不会为你今生的生命？后悔呢
？And when you are about to leave this world, will you regret the life that you have lived?
你活的值得吗
？The way you've lived, was it worth it?
你需要等到你临死的时候才来做这个决定吗
？And must you wait until just before you are dying before you make that decision?
我们在委身基督的时候呢，跟委身世界是完全两回事情。
We are committed as Christians and committed to the world are two different things.
保罗说我们所看的是在天上的，不是在地上的。
Paul says that our eyes are fixed on what's in the heavens.
我们要的是永恒的，不是暂时的。
What we want is eternal and not temporary.
我们要的是不能朽坏的，而不是能朽坏的。
What we want is a prize that will never perish.
如果今天让你重活一次，你会怎么样活？
If today you had the chance to relive your life, how would you live it?
你会同样活现在这样的生命吗?
Would you continue to live just as how you had done?
如果你改变的话呢，可见你的生命现在已经浪费了。
If you think that you want to change, then you might have already wasted your current life.
但是过去就已经都让它过去。Yet
the past is in the past.
保罗说忘记背后，努力向前。Paul
says to forget about what's behind and fix your eyes.
今天你在思想，你现在开始不要再浪费你的生命。If
you are thinking about that now, then today, stop wasting your life.
让你每一分钟每一秒都觉得值得活。
Make sure that every minute and every second is worth living.
所以我们要委身什么呢?
So what should we be committed to?
保罗说我委身在基督身上。
Paul says, I am committed to Christ.
所以在委身在基督身上，你会发现这段圣经保罗很清楚他的目标是什么。
And so we see in this passage that Paul is crystal clear about his objective.
你看第十三节，二十一章十三节。
If you look at verse 13,
保罗说：“你为什么这样痛苦？为什么使我心碎呢？我为主的名，不但是被人捆绑，就是死也是愿意的。”他很清楚他是为谁而做这件事情。Verse
13, Paul says, "What are you doing, weeping and breaking my heart? For I am ready not only to be imprisoned, but even to die in Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus."
保罗很清楚他的目标是什么。Paul
was extremely clear about his
objective. 保罗知道这一位主耶稣是值得为他牺牲。
And he knew that this Christ was worthy of his sacrifice.
他可以赔上性命都要完成主给他的托付。
And he was willing to even give up his life in order to accomplish what Christ had given him to do.
请问你的生命是为谁而活?
Your life, who are you living it for?
你要知道主耶稣为你而死。
You need to know that Christ died for you.
你却为别人而死。
Yet, are you dying for someone else?
难道 你不应该为那为你牺牲生命的主而活吗?
Should you not give up your life?
我跟大家讲过这个故事，我再讲一次。I
told you this story before, and I'll say it again.
啊，这个故事很有意思。And
it is a lot of meaning.
这个有一个老板。There
was a boss.
他非常勤劳。And
he was extremely hard.
每天早上他都到工厂去巡视他的工人的工作。
And every morning he would go to the factory to make sure his workers were working.
有一天他在高楼上面行走的时候，四脚从楼上跌下来。
And one day as he was at a certain height, he was walking and he fell.
跌下来的时候，下面有一个工人看见，哎呀，老板掉下来了，想都没有想去接他。
And there was a worker who was below him, and he saw the boss dropping, and he didn't even think about it, but ran to break his fall.
结果那个老板就跌在他的身上，结果老板没事，结果他奄奄差不多要死了。As
a result, the boss was fine, but the worker was almost dead.
所以他们赶快送去医院。So
they sent him to the hospital.
然后呢，这个老板知道他要死了，赶快跑去医院，问他说：“你有什么心愿，请你让我知道，我要替你完成。”
And the boss, knowing that he was dying, ran to the hospital, went to the hospital and asked him, "Do you have any last wishes that I might be able to fulfill?"
为什么呢?
Why?
你说应该死的是我，结果我活的，所以我现在活的不是为我自己活，我为你而活。你的心愿让我来完成。
Because the person who was meant to die wasn't the worker, but it was the boss. And so now that I have that life, let me live it for you.
现在活的是你，现在为自己而活，还是你为那为你死的主活呢？
Are you now living your own life for yourself or for the God that died for you?
我们在这个教会，哦，我们听过很多次，是的，你听过很多次，但是你做了什么？
In this church, you might say, "Oh, I've heard this many times." Yes, you may have heard this many times, but what are you doing?
你还是为自己而活吗？
Are you still living for yourself?
你的心还是这么硬吗?
Is your heart still hard?
你的心完全没有感动吗？
Has it not been moved at all?
你到底是他有没有拯救你的?
Did he indeed save you?
如果有的话，你为他做什么？
And if he did, what are you doing for him?
所以保罗非常清楚，他委身是目标很清楚。
Paul and his commitment is crystal clear what his objective was.
第二，保罗不但委身，而且他很有计划的去做。
He was not only committed, he had a plan.
你看第二十一章第一节。
If you look at chapter 21, verse 1,
他说我们离别了众人就开船一直到哥士到第二天到罗底第三天到伯大拉那么遇见一只船就去腓尼基就上了船往塞浦路斯去往南行又往叙利亚去就在泰尔上岸等等你看到他的行程呢是有计划的是要赶着向耶路撒冷去这是有计划的去做这件事情
If you look at Paul's the first few verses, it says when he had parted from them, we set sail straight course to Kos, next day to Rhodes, from there to Patara, and then on to Cyprus, and leaving it, we left Syria and then landed at Tyre. He had a plan. He was rushing towards Jerusalem, but he had a plan.
当然他赶去耶路撒冷是因为他带着奉献要去耶路撒冷救济那里教会那些贫穷的人，因为那时候发生饥荒。
And he was rushing to Jerusalem because he was bringing an offering to the Jews, the church in Jerusalem, because there was a famine.
他这样做的目的呢，是他要侍奉主，是通过来侍奉那边的教会。
And he was doing this in order to serve God by serving the church there.
他有计划、有思想的去成就、做成这个工作。
He had a plan in order to accomplish that.
请问，你说是哈，我要委身，请问你有计划吗？
So you might say, yes, I do want to be committed. Do you have a plan?
你知道怎么样来为主而委身吗?
Do you know how to be committed?
很多人说好，我为主而活，我星期六、星期天我为主而活。
So you might say, oh, okay, I'm going to live for God. I will live for Him on Saturday and Monday.
除了礼拜天，我星期六也多一天了，已经一倍了，不错的。
And of course, that's on top of Sunday, so that's not bad already.
It's 100%.
That's in fact 100% increase.
但是拜一到拜五呢?
What about from Monday to Friday?
我为自己而活。
I live for myself.
你的生命是神所拯救回来的，还有什么东西属于你的吗？
Your life has been redeemed by Christ. Is there anything else that is yours?
你要思想，
think about it.
你要注意到，我们基督徒没有所谓我的跟主的，我一生都是主的。
Our lives are not Christ's and mine. Our entire lives are belong to Christ.
你的生命都是主赐给你的。
The life in your nostrils are given to you by God.
你的整个人生活的长短都是神赐给你。如果神不允许你一天一分一秒都没有办法多活一天。The
life that you have right now is given to you by God. Your duration of life is entirely given by God. If He does not want you to live one more second, you won't.
每一件事都为主而做。So
everything do for the Lord.
你爱你的太太，你爱你的丈夫，也是为主而做。
If you love your husband or you love your wife, do it for God.
你爱你的孩子也是为主而做。
You love your children, do it for God.
你向你的邻舍传福音，爱他们也是为主而做。
Or if you're spreading the gospel to your neighbors, do so for God.
你爱你的教会也是为主而做。
If you love the church, love the church.
每一件事情都是按照主的教训去做，你就是在侍奉主，而且你在委身做这件事情。
And if you do everything according to God's will, you are serving the Lord and you are committed to it.
所以没有一件事在主的旨意之外。
And nothing is outside of God's will.
你必须要去计划。
You need to plan.
你必须要有行动。
You need action.
怎么样的来做好这件事情？
How are you going to do this?
今天很多人说我很委身，我们做，但是你到底做了什么？
Some people might say, I'm very committed, but exactly what have you done?
所以除了你有目标、有计划，而且你必须要有决心。
So you have an objective, you have a plan, you also need determination.
为什么呢？ 因为你在做这件事情的时候，你一定会面对许多的阻挡。
Why? Because as you're going about your plan, you will face many hurdles.
不但是外面有很多人阻挡你,
not just outside,
你的好朋友也阻挡你,
but even your best friends will stand in your way.
就好弟兄姐妹也会阻挡你,
even your best brothers and sisters will stand in your way.
当然在外面你看到保罗外面有这些属于犹太教的人来抵挡他。
We see that Paul in his life, there were all these Jews from outside who were trying to stand in his way.
但是他听到保罗要上去耶路撒冷的时候呢，你看到第四节，我们看一下第四节。
But when they saw that Paul was headed towards Jerusalem, we'll see this in verse 4.
他说他们被圣灵感动，就对保罗说，不要上耶路撒冷去。你看到刚才我们解释。 被圣灵感动，其实这句话解释不是很清楚。
And we saw from just now that through the Spirit they were telling Paul not to go on to Jerusalem.
那么你再跳到第十二节。
And then we jump on to verse 12.
我们和那本地的人听见这话，都苦劝保罗不要上耶路撒冷去。
When we had heard this, we and the people there urged him not to go up to Jerusalem.
你看他们苦苦相信保罗不要去。
And we see that it was with full of emotion that they asked him and urged him not to go.
因为保罗来到这个地方，这个腓力的家，家里里面有四个女先知。
We saw that Paul had entered the house of Philip, and Philip's four daughters were prophets.
然后那个还有另外一个犹太下来的加雅加布。
And then we see that Agabus came down from Judea.
然后绑保罗的腰带，再绑住他的手，绑住他的脚，然后说：“圣灵说，犹太人在耶路撒冷要如此捆绑这腰带的主人，把他交在外邦人的手里。”
We see Agabus take Paul's belt, and he says, "Thus says the Holy Spirit, this is how the Jews at Jerusalem will bind the man who owns this belt and deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles."
所以保罗发现，他们发现保罗要被抓，而且要被下在监里，他们都说不要，苦苦相劝。
When they found out that Paul was going to be captured and bound and thrown into prison, with all their hearts, they begged Paul and urged him not to go.
13节，保罗说：“为什么你们这样痛苦，这样使我心碎呢？”
Verse 13, Paul says, "What are you doing, weeping and breaking my heart?"
所以你看到你在侍奉者道路当中的时候，神是那个好心的为爱你的弟兄姐妹，有时候也会软弱的。
And so we see that even in your plan to serve the Lord, the most well-intentioned brothers and sisters can stand in your way.
我知道很多这样的弟兄姐妹很爱我。
I know there are a lot of brothers and sisters in this church who love me.
很多人说叫我不要做工，不要做得这么辛苦。
Some people will say, "Don't work yourself too hard."
很多我有很多美国的弟兄姐妹也是这样，他看到我做工，他看到我做了很多，我很做很多事情。
There are some friends from the U.S. who see me seemingly doing everything.
他说我们这里我们有教会。
He says, "Well, there's a church here."
教会已经够忙的了。
And it is busy enough in the church.
我们有一个书房。
We have a bookstore.
我们每年还有一个这个圣经研讨会。
Every year we hold a Bible conference.
然后呢，我们还有在美国，在这个我们已经开始了神学院。
We started our seminary.
然后呢，我常常飞去中国。
I'm always flying to China.
人年纪大了，越飞越觉得很辛苦。
And as I am advancing in my years, the more I fly, the more painful it is for me.
所以很多人就说：“哎呀，慢下来了，慢下来了。”
So people say, "Slow down."
弟兄姐妹，你要知道我在做事的时候，我在外面做事的时候呢，非常勤劳的，没有人能够比我更勤劳。
Brothers and sisters, I want you to know that when I was working outside, I was extremely hardworking.
为了那个能够朽坏的金奖杯呢，我这么辛苦的工作。
And because of that the reward that will perish one day, I have put in all my efforts.
何况今天为子侍奉，难道我可以比那个还糟糕吗？
Yet today, if I am working for what's eternal, can I slack off?
我的良心不允许我做这件事情。
My conscience will just not let me.
但是呢，何况我做这些事情，我都很喜乐的。But
even so, I'm joyful in doing so.
因为你在做这些事情里面呢，非常的喜乐在服侍主。Because
as I'm serving the Lord, I'm extremely joyful.
你必须要决心。
You need to be committed to it.
对了，有时候我们必须要照顾所有的弟兄姐妹，但是有好多人是爱我，所以叫我停下来。
Yes, you know, we know we need to take care of the brothers and sisters, and there are many people who love me who ask me to slow down.
但是我还相信我还有能力做。
I believe that I still have the strength to do this.
很多人说，人年轻的时候有牛力，但是年老的时候有这个脑力。
And people say that when you're young, you have physical strength, but when you're older, you have wisdom.
所以你会，我发现现在我能够做的事情呢，我赶快做，要不然再过几年我就不能做了。
And what I can do now, I want to do it quickly. Otherwise, I may not have the chance later on.
是的，当我们在走这条道路的时候呢，委身基督的时候，有些很好意、好心好意的弟兄姐妹，的确叫我 slow down, slow down.
It's true. When I am serving the Lord this way, there are a lot of well-meaning brothers and sisters who ask me to take a break.
叫我慢下来,
slow down.
但是呢，我能停下来吗？
But can I stop?
我的心不能够让我停下来。
My heart just will not let me.
这个是我的侍奉。
This is my service.
这个是我的委身。
This is my commitment.
如果我看到任何人出来做牧师、做传道，比以前更加懒惰。 真的是不知道如何见我们的主。
And I really don't know how to react to preachers or people in full-time ministry who come out and do that ministry and are not as hardworking as they used to be.
这个就是一个证明，原来我们是懒惰才来做牧师。
And that proves that basically it's because we're lazy that's why we're pastors.
不可能的，我们看到有永恒的价值，我们看到主为我们做这些，我们应该付上比以前更多。
No, we can't do that. If we see that we are serving our Lord and there is an eternal purpose, then we need to be even more hardworking.
所以这个侍奉呢是心，不是头脑。
And so this service is heart and not head.
我的心要做这件事情。
My heart wants to do it.
不是只是说。放慢速度，放慢速度，不是的，你要为主做好这些事情。
It's not a rationalizing of, oh, I must slow down, I must slow down, but I'm doing this for the Lord.
这一切都需要代价。
Yet all this requires a sacrifice.
我们再看第十三节。
Let's look at verse 13.
保罗说：“我为主的名不但是被人捆绑，就是死，也是为了
死。” I am ready not only to be imprisoned, but even to die.In Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus.
你看，你必须要预备，付上代价。
You see, you need to be prepared to pay the price.
我的孩子年轻的时候，我通常不讲这些东西。
When my children were younger, I would not really talk about these.
很多时候，很多人问我，你去中国怎么样去的
？A lot of people will ask me, "Oh, how is it? What was the trip like in China?"
你怕不怕
？Were you afraid?
有时候怕的。
There were times where I was afraid.
因为有时候他叫你躲起来，你就躲起来。
Because there were times where I was told to hide, and I would hide.
因为有一次我在一个地方讲道的时候，他们讲到一半，他说停，我说什么事？他说赶快躲起来，有人来了。他说你不管听到什么声音都不要出来。
And there was a time when I was preaching in China where halfway through my message, somebody said stop, and I asked him why. He said just hide, and whatever sound you hear, don't come out.
你不知道会发生什么事情。
You just don't know what will happen.
你不知道你会遇到什么。
You don't know what you will encounter.
有没有可能？有可能。
Is there a possibility of danger? Sure.
但不是所有的中国都是这样的。
Yet not all of China is like that.
你靠主，你走这条路，你不知道会发生什么事。
And as you trust in the Lord and you walk along that way, you're not sure what happens.
有时候不是外面。
Sometimes it's not even out the threat from outside.
有时候是教会里面。
Sometimes it's the threat from within.
有一次我在讲道的时候。
And there was a time when I was preaching.
讲到一半的人分起来。另外一半两个开始打起来。
There was two camps and they were divided and they started to fight.
啊，有些人骂我讲错，有另外一群人包围着，不要给他们打我。
And one said that I was preaching heresy, the other circled around me to protect me.
啊，你会发现这些有没有可能？有可能的。
Is it possible? Sure, it's possible.
有没有代价？有的。我不知道将来每一次都会这么顺利吗？也不一定。
Is there a price? Yes, there is a price. Will the future trips be this smooth? I don't know.
很多时候我经过的时候呢，你会发现，你越经历这些事情，你就越经历到主的这个实在。
And the more that you are focused and committed to doing this,
你会明白主怎么样带领你。
You will understand how the Lord is leading you.
你不会为这些事情担心。其实现在我们开始说主啊。Let me have all the surprises. 你不知道会发生什么事情，主必然带领你。
And you might say to the Lord, Lord, just let me have the surprises. I don't know, but the Lord will lead me.
不知道有好多次我经过关口的时候，带了很多基督教的书，他们说停，叫查。我说糟糕了，这一次查什么都出来了。
And there have been times where I've gone through customs and I've been stopped and asked to be checked.
叫我没有办法，我就打开，哎，锁链坏了。
And there are times where I try to open my luggage.
我说锁链坏了怎么办
？The lock's spoiled, and I say, "Oh, how can I? What should I do?"
他说不可以，还是要开。
And he says, "No, you have to open it."
不过他说他帮我，他开一个小洞就好了。
But he says, "No, I help you," and he opens just a small hole.
我们开了个小洞，我伸手进去抓，拿出来的是辅导的书 ，counseling 的书。
And when he reaches his hand in, he pulls out a counseling book.
再拿多一本，再他说也是 counseling book。
And the next one is also a counseling book.
我说我教辅导的。
And I'll tell him I'm a counselor.
他不知道下面有很多圣经，有很多解经的书。
But he doesn't know that beneath all that there was all this Bible.
他看了三本，他说好，教辅导没事，你走。
And he sees these three books and says, Oh, good, go.
我说感谢主。
And I say, Oh, thank the Lord.
有很多这种经历的。
And there are many of these occasions.
你说主不是在考我呢？
And I wonder if the Lord's testing me.
我想他是要我经历他多一点, 让我享受到原来主是这么幽默。
And I think he wants me to see that indeed the Lord is gracious.
你会看见, 人生走这条道路的时候呢, 你必须要付上代价。
And so we see that as we walk this road, there will be a price to pay.
保罗说, 我奔跑不是没有定向, 我斗拳不是打空去, 我是攻克己身，叫身服我，让我传福音给了别人，自己恐怕我传福音给别人，自己被弃绝了。Paul
says, "Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one receives the prize?"
我们或许我们看一看《哥林多前书9章26节》。Perhaps
let's turn there, 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
哥林多前书9章26节
1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 26
他说所以我奔跑不是没有定向我斗拳不是打空去我是攻克己身叫身服我恐怕我传福音给别人自己倒被弃绝了
Paul says so I do not run aimlessly I do not box as one beating the air but I discipline my body and keep it under control lest after preaching to others I myself should be disqualified
你看到什么叫做委身?
You see what commitment means.
他很清楚他的目标是谁。
It was crystal clear what his objective was.
他很有计划的去进行。
And then he made a plan in order to achieve it.
遇到苦难的时候, 他要决心的去持守。
When he was faced with trial and pain, he was determined to carry on.
就算是真的要付上代价的时候, 他已经预备好。
And even if he had to pay a price of sacrifice, he was ready to.
在很久以前, 这个苏联,
Long time ago in Russia,
有一个苏联的王子, 他统治这个苏联国家，建起了这个苏联国家。
And there was a Russian emperor built up Russia.
但是他很委身的去做这件事情呢, 他没有时间找自己一个太太。
Yet because of his commitment in doing all this, he didn't have time to find a partner.
所以他们都很担心的为他这个年轻的王子做得这样好，但是没有太太怎么办？
And so the people around him were all very worried that despite his success, he had no one to share the throne with.
所以他们就想了办法，然后去找，结果他们找到一个很漂亮的这个公主。
And so they hatched a plan and they went out to look for someone and eventually they found a beautiful princess.
结果他们找到了一个就是在希腊的一个公主。
And what they found was a Grecian or Greek princess.
然后他们是信奉这个东正教的, 这个 Greek Orthodox.
And they were part of the Greek Orthodox.
他们就把这个女孩子带给这个王子看, 王子很喜欢她, 这个公主也是喜欢。
And they brought them together and both liked each other.
然后他们就说好, 这样我们就使他们成这个结婚啊行婚礼。
And so they said, okay, we will arrange the wedding.
后来他们又哎呀有问题，什么问题呢？
Then after that, they found, oh wait, there's a problem.
他说我们这个东正教呢不可以接受你们，除非你们要受浸，成为我们东正教的信徒，我们才能够嫁给公主，才能够嫁给你。
The problem was that they were from the Greek Orthodox Church and they could not marry someone else outside of their church unless the person converted.
这个王子很喜欢这个公主。
Well, the emperor was really liked her, and so.
结果呢，他好，没问题，我们洗礼就洗礼，我们就洗吧。
He said, "Sure, let's do it."
但是呢，他们发现你们洗礼不可以，你的剑呢怎么办呢？他说，如果你洗礼呢，你要整个人下去，那么他们不能够离开他的剑。他说，这把剑呢，你们杀人太多，这个剑怎么办？
And because they needed to he needed to be baptized, and he had to take off all his sword because his sword had killed many people.
结果呢，他们说好，我想到一个办法，你的整个人下去的时候呢，你的剑放在水外面，只是还没有受洗，这个手跟那个剑不用洗。
And so they said, okay, we have a solution. As you are going down into the water, raise your sword above the water so it wouldn't go in.
这个就是他的委身。
And that was his commitment.
请问，你委身于基督的时候，是不是你有一把剑，你没有受洗，没有委身，没有受浸？
As you are committed to the Lord, is that you? Do you have a sword that has not been baptized?
是不是你有一个意念？是不是你有一个目标？是不是你有一件事情没有委身在基督身上？
Do you have an objective, perhaps? Do you have an idea, or do you have various parts of your life that has not been committed unto the Lord?
是不是有 你的生命里面有一些东西你留给自己，没有委身给基督。
Are there certain parts of your life that you are keeping to yourself and not committing to the Lord?
让我们来唱一首诗歌。
Let us respond with singing a song.